It's 28 minutes after 7. Good morning to you. You have just got in your car. Question this morning is, do you have any rules when it comes to your phone? And we're talking about this because of a case that is currently in court, because somebody decided to lend someone their phone to say, oh, okay, here's my phone, you can use it to make a phone call. And now this person is implicated to the case. So that's why we ask this question, that do you have any rules when it comes to your phone? If I were to come to you to say, at least we know each other, but a total stranger walks up to you to say, listen, bengicela man, you know, bekufuna ukuthi ngihlangane nabhuti lana ke phake so la kafiki, bengicela ungiboleke ngisebenzise ifoni yakho.
No, mina nje angivumi inhlobo. Unless it's someone I know, if it's for it's work related. But other than that, it's a shame. I do not give anyone my phone. Ngisho ngathi waqhamuka uthi kosami ngiyacela, I walk away in shame.
See? I think with strangers, Vele, it's not easy to just trust, even if they are in distress. I was trying to think, have I ever been in such a situation? And I remember that I actually was. And it was a young man, and he was saying that he would like for me, he was not borrowing my phone. He wanted me to speak to his boss because he can't speak English, so I should speak to the boss in English. And
how has he been communicating with the boss before?
You know, Guti, he can't make it and so forth. So I had to call older men, and I was like, please call my system, because I don't know what his game plan is, but yeah, I don't want to be scammed or so forth. So in such situations, well, I would never, even giving a stranger a lift. So my phone, I wouldn't.
What I'd if rather give someone, you my money. What if it's someone you know, someone who's close to you?
Then I would.
Okay.
Yeah, easily. I could easily. Nedingo, but saying ngamane ngadi kuthi chasing him ngifone I'm going to phone la tingabe. So that's the unfortunate part. But if it's someone I know, then I would.
0728857702.
Hey JT, hello, good morning. Ihlitho lenhle vela ngesintshintshe, masho njanga ngesiguqule futhi. Ngiyosisinto zona icala livula ingubo lingene. Ngesikubaleke sababoleka abantu singanaki, sababoleka abantu and umuntu ngeumathi kuthi sontshintshiso sigebengu, kumbe sonjani. Ngiyendeka lona abase babolela nini ngabola lo munye umuntu bangifona basitolo sifonele wathi imali to ilesa njani njani angikwazi ukuthi ngiboleke abantu baningi abantu ngobolekile ngaboleka umuntu ifoni number ithatha engabuyi kunjalo vese nathi kule uNkulunkulu sesitheme uNkulunkulu kuphela.
Good morning JT and team, this is Princess Gugu. Such a lovely weather today, it's not hot, it's cloudy. To be quite honest, I don't have any rules when it comes to my phone. Even at home, my hotspots I give me, even my friends, I allow people to make phone calls. Like, angnanking and nayo. Even someone wanting to save a number and video call someone, I was not aware that such things happen, you know. Angnanking and phone in Niami. Have yourself a very lovely Monday morning and a very productive week ahead. Thank you.
Good morning, Auntie JT and the queens and the buildings. You know how we're doing it, man. Rise FM, Mpumalanga Azish. Auntie, lalela, inhliziyo enhle ngeke uyiguqule. Mina, I'm an open person, like I'm a good heart person. I loan my phone to anyone, especially umuntu ngacela ukufona. We never know ukuthi what case of emergency lafuna ukufonela yona. So mina, if ninawo ama-minutes or yona leyo at time and they need to make a call, I just loan you a phone. Ezenkingi ngaka ezizozemuva lezo ayezinye izinto lezo, because you know how they say iqala livula ingubo lingena. Mpumalanga Zish.
Alrighty, like I said, we're speaking to our brother, that's Mr. Moti Musi, who is from the Department of Community Safeties and Security. In fact, it's a safety, security and liaison. Good morning, Mr. Musi.
A very good morning to you, JT, and thanks for having us and to your listeners as well.
It's only a pleasure. Now, one of your responsibilities as a department, and do correct me if I'm wrong, is crime prevention, correct?
Absolutely. Crime prevention and community mobilization in the fight against crime.
Yes. Now, there's this story that we were talking about earlier where someone went to another person who said, listen, I have this emergency, and this person, being a good-hearted person, says, it's okay, here's my phone. And then later this person learns that now they're implicated in a murder case because that person used ifoni yakhe. Perhaps what can you caution us? How can you caution us when it comes to protecting ourselves, when it comes to emafoni and lending our phone to total strangers, for instance?
Our advice to if somebody approaches you and then asking you to use your phone, it is always advisable to be very vigilant around the usage of a cell phone. If somebody borrows your cell phone, you need to ensure that you are as close to them as possible, but then you must also know, try and establish who this person is. That is, for instance, you cannot be giving away your phone to a stranger and not be close to them as much as you can, because sometimes these phones are used to commit malicious things or even to plan crime and other things. But mm-hmm. in other instances, you may find that the person is genuinely and honestly asking for a phone. But the way in which the world has evolved and the manner in which people have become so much dishonest, it is not advisable to just be borrowing someone out your phone without being closer to them, you know, to protect yourself.
Mm. And I'm so glad that you said that, Mr. Musi, because, you know, lomhlabalisa siphila ku ugcina ungasati ukuthi kufanele usite bani ungasiti bani. You might find yourself in a situation where now you're implicated to something, or now your phone is being stolen, whatever the case may be. But thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
No problem. Thank you so much. And we can always encourage people to be vigilant with their cell phones.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, right. That's Mr. Moeti Musi from, of course, you've heard, yes, and it's important that we're also always vigilant when it comes to our cell phones, what's personal to you, because then it can be used against you later on. You know, they're able to pick up, was the last number to call this person. So we always have to be vigilant, just like Bob Moeti Musi has indicated. Remember, he's from the Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison. 10 past 8, we speak to Wandile Mazibuko. What may be the color of love? Could it be red? Pink? White? Huh? Here's Bill Ocean. Good morning.